The Waikiki Regional Circulator Study, completed in June last year, integrated pedestrian and bicycle pathways in and around Waikiki instead of upgrading existing roadways for more cars and buses. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the goal is to improve connectivity.
Rail's going to end at Ala Moana Shopping Center. Then we need to bring a lot of people into Waikiki, both workers and visitors. I look at it as a positive, personally, particularly if it crosses over by university, because then you have kids, some who live and dorm in Waikiki, being able to ride up to university, and that's good for everyone.
The mayor says a pedestrian and bike bridge could also be used to evacuate visitors out of Waikiki during natural disasters. But community opposition against any crossing at the end of University Avenue is decades old. Cora Yee has worked her plot at the Alawai Community Gardens for more than 20 years and has mixed feelings about the proposed bridge.
We've had problems with people breaking into our gardens or tearing down fences and stealing things or vandalizing them just for fun.
Retired paramedic Ken Imai and his two children attended Iolani School. Imai doesn't want a bridge leading into his quiet neighborhood.
I walk my dog twice a day, and when I walk in the back of Iolani School by the canal, I see a lot of people that weren't there before, and I don't know. I look at them as undesirables, and it just gives them a shortcut to coming here.
Robert Ballard has lived in a condo in the area for 12 years, and he's repeatedly confronted by curious visitors.
I always get the same question, like, wow, so to get to Waikiki, you have to walk all the way around over Macaulay Bridge and then around. And I said, yeah, that's the way it is right now. And they said, well, how come they don't put a bridge in? I said, well, there's been some resistance to that, and there's a lot of fears about people coming over from Waikiki. But I really think that those fears are just fears.
Waikiki Improvement Association President Rick Egid agrees.
Prostitutes aren't going to be looking for business over here, and the same with drug pushers. The problems we have with those folks will stay in Waikiki.
Egid says extra lighting and cameras can always be added for more security. But the Ala Moana Boulevard and Kalakaua bridges have not changed since the 1950s and are not pedestrian or bike friendly. Department of Transportation Services Director Mike Formby says there is really no schedule for the project and funding would be the greatest challenge.
This would be an iconic bridge where they make a statement. The color and the architecture is such that it really defines the community. And that would probably be through a public-private partnership. I can't even begin to estimate the cost, but I think it would be in excess of $10 million. It would be expensive.
The city plans to conduct more community meetings on the proposal in the future. Mayor Caldwell says he wants to hear from the community, but rail transit is coming and the future is now.
It's about building infrastructure over the next couple decades to give people a choice to ride a bike or walk. And if we don't force this kind of infrastructure, we're not going to ever free ourselves from dependence on an automobile.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.